thinking of things to say. That's all it is. That's all we're going to say. We're going to free ride for about 5 minutes. Right? Not too long. Solid free ride. The trick is not to stop the pen. Peter Elbow and the people who did the sentence. Complex process, writing. How do you get it to be free? Answer, don't stop. Because that which stops the pen is what restrains freedom, whether it's editorial considerations, worry about whether it's good enough, worry about who's going to see it, all those things, worry about what to say. All those things stop. You can see people stop writing. Right? And they're stopping to think, or they're stopping to second guess themselves. You don't need to do that or want to do that. Same way you don't second guess yourself when you're talking. Even if you're talking and you say the wrong thing, you just keep talking and cover it up. Same thing with writing. If I'm writing something and I go, you know, I really don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say. If I stop, then I stop the flow of the writing. But if I say, I really, really don't know what I want to say, then I keep it going. Who could possibly do that? Right? Just keep going on, right? Keep the pen moving at all points. Okay? Don't judge. Just let it go. Whatever is on your mind, whatever is on your mind, drink up, fortify yourself. And we're going to write for the next 5 minutes. There we go. Now what I'm going to ask, and again, writers are sovereigns. You can do this, whatever your response is to this next request, you are fully participating. Okay? I'm going to ask if anybody found anything in their writing, either a line, a sentence, the whole thing, that they wanted to read out loud. That they wanted to follow. We're all writers, right? The urge to write is followed almost immediately by the urge to publish. Not with everything, but something. Did anybody come up with anything that they just wanted to read out loud? Now remember, we're not judging, we're just listening. Okay? Bob.
I have returned to my childhood. God, that is so far back, so long ago, and I feel old. Just thinking about going back there. But go back, I have. No, I'm not having to go to bed before I want to, but going to bed has uncovered a hidden desire. I always had a hidden desire. I always wanted to wander around the 100-acre wood. I wanted to find rabbit cutters, try to tell owl that bowl was not the way to spell, but then who cares in 100-acre wood? So why should I? Should I care? Care about what? That I have returned to my childhood? No, I shouldn't care. I should embrace it, should enjoy it. And the next time I pass a store that has food in it, I will stop, wink, and he and I will share a secret.
Thank you. Please. Listening, if anybody had anything that it is. Well, not a beer, but a pen. Well, I had a beer while I was up here. I'm thinking, you're thinking that I'll have to do what I'm going to ask each of you to do, which is read out loud all or part what you come up with. Really, I don't have to. If the sovereignty of every member of the writing group extends to the facilitator, then the facilitator can fulfill his job and say nothing. So there. I was in the Victoria Public Library yesterday. It's attached to the Oak Bay Monterey Center. I didn't remember that until I got there. My dad used to go to that center and